RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
A hole in one.
It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Minas.
Good morning, everybody. Just after 7 o'clock, we welcome you into our final July radio show of the summer here. Yes, it's flying along. We're on a beautiful Saturday. The sun is out, and we are at Diamond Hawk Golf Course here in Cheektowaga. And we'll be with you for the next hour here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you're having a great start to your Saturday. I'm Brian Culziel, along with PGA Pro Jeff Midas. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning. Looking at some trophy bucks out there on the golf course.
We saw some huge deer coming by.
Jay, can't hunt here, just so you know.
Yeah. But you can play golf, and we're going to talk about that here coming up in a moment. Kevin Sylvester, part of our Tee to Green team, is working this week for the 3M Open on the PGA Tour. So we'll get an update from Kevin coming up a little bit later on in the show. Also, in our second segment, Pat Phillips from Woods to Wedges, not too far from here, inside the Whirly Golf Dome, where he's going to join us for his monthly visit, and we'll talk to him about the latest with equipment, getting yourself ready for fall, and even thinking about, incredibly, you know, the off season of golf. Here's good. Unfortunately, we're what? Are we at the halfway point of the golf season? Maybe.
I like to think we can play through November. So I don't know. We got lots of time left. The glass is half full.
I agree.
Brian, we got lots of time.
Lots of time. Lots
and
of time.
August, September, October, those are great, great months to play. So we got a lot of good golf ahead of us. Tournament season is winding down. So, you just play for fun a lot more now.
I agree. So we'll be joined by Fred Zillner here from Diamond Hawk in just one moment. But a couple of news and notes here just from the golf world. Xander Schauffele won the Open last week. We'll get into some more details in our second segment, Jeff. But for Schauffele, that's second major of the year.
Well, you know, he's in the race now. I mean, I don't think he's going to win, but for player of the year, you win two majors, and he's, if you look at his record this year, he's been top 10 all the way through, it feels like, and what a round of golf and way to finish that off under some of the toughest conditions I've seen. That was great.
He finished top eight or better in all four majors this season. He's only the third player to do that since 1980. Jordan Spieth in 2015, and Tiger did it twice, 2000 and 2005. That's a nice list to be on.
And the last seven people that have won majors are Americans. So it's American golf is strong. Hopefully that carries on into the international events. But great to see him. You know, like we talked before, there's always some, like 4 years ago, did you know Xander Schauffele's name? No.
Yeah.
And now look at him. He's winning majors. He's one of the best players in the world. I think he's second ranked in the world. And what a joy to watch play.
Yep.
He had a smile on his face the whole 18 and stuff, too, which is great. That's a relaxed golf. It was great to see.
Yeah, I want to talk about a conversation him and his caddy had in just a little bit. Also, locally, the biggest amateur tournament of the season in our area, the Porter Cup, was up at Niagara Falls Country Club last week. And congrats to everybody up there at Niagara Falls. The men's side had a really, really dramatic finish. Chase Nevins from Virginia and local product Ryan Edholm from Canisius, from Canisius College, went to the final hole tied, and Nevins made par, Edholm made bogey. He had a putt to send it to a playoff. It just missed the edge. But congrats to Ryan. We've been following him. Sweet Home High School, plays at Pendleton Creek Golf Club.
And Canisius University.
And Canisius University, yep. There. And we've watched him rise here locally. He's won the Erie County tournament, the amateur tournament, the Buffalo District, has the course record at Grover. He's been playing some great golf.
Yeah, and you like to see it because he's also the kind of kid you root for. And once you get to know him, and what an athlete, big, strong, moves the ball hard. Yeah, he's going to be good for a long, long time.
Yeah, I have to play against him in the club championship next week.
Good luck, Brian.
I'm thinking about bailing down a flight so I don't have to play in the same one.
Get your handicap up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, congrats to Ryan for an incredible tournament and everybody up at Niagara Falls. I know we were there for 2 weeks in a row doing our show for the Porter Cup. We were there last week.
They run a nice event. Yeah, first class.
For sure. All right, we are here at Diamond Hawk Golf Course, and if you don't know where it is, essentially right near the Buffalo Airport, right across the street. And you might not know it other than maybe seeing one hole from the road. It's sometimes if you haven't been here before. But beyond a great golf course, there's a whole bunch of good stuff going on here. And we bring in Fred Zillner, a friend of the show.
Good morning.
Good morning, Fred. How are you?
I'm great. Great. It's a beautiful sunny day.
It is. Thank you in person for donating to our Duster Putting Challenge event last week. We raised $6,500, but you, among the many golf courses in Western New York, donated a foursome for us to raffle off to help us raise the funds. Things like this that I always want to say it, because your generosity, along with a lot of others across Western New York, are why of all these different events. I know you have events here. We had our own one for Tee to Green last week with the PGA. This is another reason why we all love golf, too.
Absolutely.
Is seeing if we can help raise money for great causes.
Well, that's one of the things that we do. I mean, we're really community driven, so we want to help as many places as we can. We do everything from helping foster not-for-profit tournaments here. That's really one of the things that we do well. If people are afraid to do a golf tournament because people say, oh, that's too hard. Well, we can help you through it. We've done Honor Flight. They've never thought of doing a golf tournament here. We said, look, we'll help you. And they're right now, their fourth year, they're probably inching close to like $100,000 raised.
Because you guys run tournaments all day. So it's, and if you haven't, sometimes that's one of the barriers in golf, right? People think, well, it's so hard, and if I run a charity event, it'll be too much work. It's not. There's work involved getting
Absolutely.
The players, but all the other work the golf facility does, and that takes that load off the person who's trying to schedule a charity event.
Right. Well, our director of golf, Tyler Durkin, does a great job. When you come in here for your golf tournament, we're ready to go. Mm-hmm. All we want you to do is register your people and have a beer on the way out. You know, we don't want you to have to be stressing for the day. Our whole mantra is we're a public golf course, but we really want you to feel like you're a private club. Mm-hmm. When you come in here, the carts are done, the names are on, we have all your signs out on the golf course. All you have to do is sign people up and go.
Yep.
Yeah. Fred, we were, I was speaking of these tournaments. I was here last Friday for Danny Gare, his friend's tournament, Danny Gare and Friends tournament.
Yep.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. And that was for another great cause, Connect Life.
Life is awesome. Yeah, I love doing it. Danny's been a great friend over the years. And we really enjoy doing that tournament. They raise a lot of money. And they run it very well. They're professional.
Yes. Played in 4.5 hours, I heard.
4.5, yeah. That was
for 5-man groups.
That's impressive.
Yeah, it was real. I was shocked because I'm like, well, they got to have another half hour, 45 minutes. And they're like, nope, everybody's in. I'm like, speed up dinner.
One of the things we tried as when I was at a facility once was 5-hour limit. So once you got to 5 hours, boom, you're done. However many holes you play, and then you go have dinner so you could budget your day. But if you played in 4.5 hours, that's outstanding.
Yeah. You know, we've been pushing a lot of places bogey or better in the scramble or pars, you know, because to be honest with you, who wins it? You know, 11, 12, 13 under par or
at
more.
Least. Yeah.
And, you know,
if Cozy is on your team, it's much lower than that. Just so
I'm sure. Birdie every hole. Yeah. You know, that's the way it goes. But, you know, we tried to guide our tournaments a little bit because, you know, we want them off the golf course. And to be honest with you, nobody wants a 6-hour round.
No.
No.
You know.
Is scramble still the go-to format for a lot of these tournaments?
It is. It is. There's been a couple that have changed it up, you know, that do different formats throughout the round. But scramble is, everybody likes it. It takes the pressure off.
You know, you get a lot of non-golfers will be playing, or people that only play a few times a year. And if you're
that could be a way to open people up to playing, right? Wouldn't you think? I work at a company. We're having a tournament for whatever reason, and I don't know. I wouldn't call myself a golfer, but I want to play. I might want to play. It's a way to. It's a non-pressure way to get in, kind
of,
right?
Yeah, it breaks down that barrier of being nervous about. And a lot of women that I teach, I'm afraid to play. You don't have to be afraid. You just got to hit one or two good shots throughout the day, and it's a team event. And when you hit a bad shot, you get to pick it up. And you get to enjoy the day. It's more about the people and the course and the day and having fun. You know, most people aren't really trying to win the scramble. They're out there to have a fun time. And if you're a beginner, it's a great way because it does take all the pressure off. And if you don't want to hit a shot, don't hit it. None of that matters. And you can always help with putts. Even if you can't hit it far, maybe you make a putt that helps your team.
Yeah.
And that's huge. And it really does bring a lot of people into it. You know, I get so many I've never played in a tournament. Well, it's a scramble. Well, what does that mean? Well,
people call it best ball all the time, but it's a scramble.
Yeah. And, you know, we actually, you know, if I'm putting a team together, I want a woman that can at least hit a driver. Because on this course, you get a big advantage, like 50 yards.
Oh, yeah.
So, and some are bigger. So it's like, just hit a couple drives, we're good to go.
Yeah.
But it's just a fun way to go. And, you know, I'd love to, someday I'd like to take like a talk to everybody and see how many people play more than 5 times a year.
That are in these scrambles. Yeah. I know my daughter's out in Boston, and she plays twice or three times a year, and it's a Monday event. And, you know, but that's how she makes connections for work. And just having that ability to go out and know the etiquette and just play in a scramble makes it fun for everybody. It's supposed to be a fun day. It's a fundraiser.
Yes, real fast, just because when I was at the event here Friday, there was discussion about that. Can you explain the difference between scramble and best ball real fast for everybody?
So it's actually better ball. Scramble is when everybody hits and you select the best shot. And everybody picks up their golf ball and goes to that best shot and hits within a few feet of that. And you continue that on until you hole the golf ball. Best ball or better ball is you and I are partners in an event, Brian. We're going to take the better of the two scores. Or if there's four of us in an event, we're going to take two of the best four scores with everybody holding out.
You still play your own ball.
Your own ball in that, with that terminology. Yeah, so everybody call, I'm playing in a best ball. Are you playing? You actually play. If it's a Monday event, you're probably playing in a scramble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what?
We call them Monday events, but you have them several days a week. Yeah.
We do it all days pretty much just because people like it now because it's not the same, you know, Monday's okay, blah, blah, blah. Nobody wants to go and play a golf tournament, have a couple of cocktails, and have to go to work Tuesday.
Right.
Our Friday events are big.
I bet.
You know, it's changed, but I'll tell you what, since COVID, our tournament, the numbers are great. I mean, people, you know, you're talking 120 to 144. Next week, we have 160 in an event.
That's a lot of players.
It's a lot. And we get through, we get done at 5 hours.
It's good.
Yeah. But we keep the Rangers pushing them. You know, not as politely as possible.
There's barely a club in Western New York on a Monday that doesn't have events. You know,
right.
And
that's how you supplement your income as a private club, too. Mm-hmm.
Fred Zillner with us here from Diamond Hawk Golf Course as we are live on Tee to Green here on WGR along with PGA Pro Jeff Mitas. I'm Brian Colziel. Evan DePasquale is producing back in our Amherst studios. Kevin Sylvester, part of our team, he'll be joining us in our final segment. He's working the 3M Open this week on the PGA Tour. One thing probably, too, Fred, that you benefit from is the fact that maybe there are non-golfers or not regular golfers that are coming in and participating in these tournaments, and then they come in. Not only are they exposed to the golf course, but some of your other amenities that you have here. I know, you know, one thing that is always so great about coming here for a tournament is the food is always amazing. So the fact that maybe somebody will say, even if they're not a hardcore golfer, maybe if they're not coming back instantly to Diamond Hawk the golf, they might be coming back for the restaurant. So, I mean, little things like that, I'm sure, can help your business or the range or the practice facility. Yeah.
Our range and practice facility is cranking. I mean, people are, you know, just flocking to it, which is great. But you're right. What we really do promote is we do charge a cover charge on Fridays and Saturdays for music. But if you play golf, you come in for free. So we don't want to double charge you. You know what I'm saying? We figure you're giving us some money. We want you here. And a lot of the events take us up on it. They'll have their event. They'll get done at 6. They'll come out to the bar on the patio and listen to music for an hour or two, and they had a great night.
Sounds like a good day to me.
It's not a bad day.
Nice country, this America. Yeah.
The patio has expanded over the last year or so, too, as Fred, for those that maybe haven't been here recently.
Sure, yeah. We've more than doubled the patio. We've made it into a real nice facility. The view's perfect. You know, you're seeing golf course. You really don't see much else. We have the bandstand set up. Again, thank you for saying that, but our food is phenomenal.
Yep.
And we just try our very best to make us a great community asset. We've got a fun band tonight. We've got the Bomb. You know, you guys are here, so you guys are the Bomb. We got the Bomb tonight.
Beautiful. Nice bookends. I appreciate that. Yeah. Well, I think one piece, too, that since we've been coming here is probably the fact that you have ownership on board with all that and community efforts, charity tournaments, all these sort of things.
Local ownership.
Making it fun. The local ownership piece, I know you talked about that as soon as you kind of started working here, that you could notice the difference and the change. We've seen it at other golf courses across Western New York. When you have local ownership or people that are playing here, eating here, working here on the facility, that can really help your job and your efforts to try to make it a great experience.
It really does, because they let me, you know, kind of go a little wild. And then they just market it and then promote.
Yeah, that's a little risky.
especially with me. But you know, we've made it happen. You know, and our medium age is, you know, it's pretty high. I mean, it's 50 plus coming in to listen to concerts. But we've made it. We've improved our lighting in the parking lot. So if women come here, they're not afraid to go to their car. You know, we've tried to make as much of a community asset as we can here and still make money.
Yeah. It's a business, but it is, it's a golf business. And people get into the golf business because they love golf.
Right? Absolutely.
That's why we got in.
That's right.
And I'll tell you what, it's so exciting. I mean, golf right now is an exciting time because there's so many people playing, a lot of new players. I'm sure you see it. You know, everybody's coming in trying to improve the game. Yep. I love it.
Yeah. Yesterday, I got to play at Whirlpool Golf Course across the border.
Beautiful place.
Amazing. I'm excited to share a couple experiences with you later in the show, Jeff. Just what a fun place to play. But my son and my friend, we went up and we were paired with a fourth gentleman by the name of Chris. He's from St. Catharines. He's just telling me his little golf story. And he said, he goes, don't look down on me. He goes, I'm a COVID golfer. He said, but he goes, I'm going to guess he's, I don't know, 28 to 30 range.
Young man.
Yeah. And he goes, I'm a COVID golfer. But he goes, me and a lot of my friends, he goes, we started playing during COVID. And he goes, we're absolutely obsessed with it. We love it. He goes, but I know a lot of golfers that have been playing for a long time look down at us because we just kind of got in on it. And I said, I'll tell you this. I said, for someone that I didn't go through and tell him about my radio show, but I said, hey, for someone that is involved in golf, I said, we are loving the fact that there's a buzz about golf, that there's young people excited about golf. Jeff, I know, for years, we've been talking about this show of, I don't know if there's a better way to phrase this. How do we expand golf without it being white, old, stuffy man golf? Like, right. We want to, and you know, we were talking off air about the Lady Lynx of Buffalo. We've worked with them, junior golf, but I mean, you know, we love the COVID golfers. If you're a 25 to 35 year old listening right now, and you started playing golf during COVID, and now you fell in love with it, like, that's great. We want to grow the game, and it's going to make it better for everybody.
No one looks down at anyone on golf because everybody who plays golf understands the drill, right? It's a difficult game. Everybody plays at a different level. No one cares what you shoot. You just want to have someone fun to play with. You probably had a good time playing with that guy because you meet somebody who you'd never meet before or has a job. You get to pick their brains, you know, and stuff like that about what they do and how they grew up and how they got into the game. And I'm teaching a ton of beginners and a ton of women right now, like 50 different women. I tell them all, you know, no one cares what you shoot. They care if you have nice etiquette, if you're polite and fun to play with, and just play fast. And that's all everybody wants. So no one ever looks down. That's like we talked about the break. You're afraid to come and play golf? Don't. Yeah. Golf's not like that anymore. Golf has changed over the last 10-15 years drastically.
Definitely.
Yeah. And the, For the good.
Yeah.
For the good.
The only thing that people really have to look at a little bit is, you touched on it, is etiquette. Mm-hmm. Because it's just, you know, don't walk in someone's line. Not
even that's not the end of the world.
No, but again, you know, being quiet on the tee, that kind of thing, you know, and I had stated to you guys before, I'm going to make a plea out there. Please fix your ball marks, because it's just not, it's not for the golf course. It's for the guy behind you that has a putt through that bump. You know, if you make a mark, fix it. You had a great quote, you know, leave it the same. You know,
leave no trace. Like when you go hiking, you just leave no trace that you've been out there on the golf course. Replace your divots and fix your ball marks. It's pretty simple. It becomes habitual or like part of the routine as you walk to the green. You look for your ball mark. Even if you rolled it up there, look for one. You look like a tour player then. You're bending over fixing fixing your ball mark. And it gives you a chance to test the green so you get a feel for what that green feels like.
Exactly. Yeah. You should be looking at every bit of it. It's not, you know, it's not just one piece. I mean, I would say that probably all of us, you go on the green, you fix three or four ball marks, and you move on. If everyone did that, that would be great. If you think about it, 25% of the people fix their ball marks.
That's it? Is that what the stat is?
And you figure 100 people play, so you got 75 ball marks on the greens, especially on par. Not always.
Because, greens don't get hit as much and stuff. But still, that's a lot. Even if it's 10 ball marks, that's a lot.
Take a look at a par 3 green. Next time anyone out there is playing, look at a par 3 green. See how many ball marks that are there.
Especially with wedges or shorter holes. Yep.
For sure.
Ball's coming in higher maybe, and it's going to make more of a mark.
And one of the nice things is our superintendent's phenomenal here. He really does work very hard. We have a lot of tournaments. He does the needle aerification. He'll top dress all the time. We roll the greens almost every day, and we just try our hardest to keep the greens in the best shape they can possibly be in. I actually have my rangers and starters, when they're out on the golf course, if there's an open hole, they'll go on the green to fix ball marks.
Yeah, and that's that barrier. You know, if you want to learn about the etiquette, one of the most important, one of the ways to aggravate a guy or a person you're playing with is not fix your ball mark. That's one of those little things when you're a beginner that you really need to learn.
And don't put sand in your divot, you know.
Depends on the facility, right? Some want you to use, but mostly up north, they want you to replace divots.
Yes. Yeah, we replace divots and we do sand. Mm-hmm. We got guys that like dig trenches here, so.
Yeah. Is there seed in the sand?
Yes.
Yeah. Sometimes there's just sand, too.
Yeah, we do seed, and it's, you know, on a fairway, it's going to take a month to fix.
Yeah.
You know, grows back. It's
Is it? Yeah. It's very, very slow. Yes.
Yeah. And we have, you know, we have a hybrid bent. And it's still slow, you know.
And range tees, that's, people need to learn to make trenches on range tees instead of spacing out their divots all over. Yep. Like you make that thin strip. So a lot of people don't know when you're practicing on the range tee. You take your first divot, then you put your ball at the back of that divot.
Hit and work your way back.
Work your way back. That's the, saves the most turf that way.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. Fred Zillner here from Diamond Hawk. Fred, if we talked a lot about tournaments and events. If someone wants to reach out to maybe come to Diamond Hawk to set this up, or maybe they're listening and say, hey, maybe my group, my work, my
charity
would love to do an event here. How can they contact you to maybe get this going?
Well, that would be great. And again, let's...
you got a whole bunch of different options, right?
Yeah, next year's starting to fill up. So if you're interested next year, because this year you can't put a good tournament together now get it by the end of the year.
Yeah.
But if you want to come in, you know, call the pro shop, talk to Tyler. Tyler is the director of golf, and he does an amazing job. And just call him. It'll start the wheel in motion. If you want to sit down with myself and Tyler, we can help you put the event together. We can actually start to do things for you. As a facility, I can talk to liquor vendors if you want a tasting on the golf course. If you want to go and have a club test out on the range, we can get somebody in there. We try to help as much as possible. And, you know, most of the tournaments that come in here, we give you, you know, generally it's a top prize. We give you a foursome. Right. When you book with us, we give you a foursome for that tournament. So that's pretty substantial.
Yeah, maybe you give it away. Maybe you use it for yourself. Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yep. If you want to book a tee time or get more information, you can go to DiamondHawkGolf.com. Again, DiamondHawkGolf.com. We would encourage you to come out. It's a unique course to play. We enjoy it quite a bit. And, of course, you can contact Fred Zilny here or any other friendly staff if you want to get some more information. Fred, before we go, I know you mentioned The Bomb is here tonight. And just what's the upcoming music schedule here for the next couple days or weeks?
We have Maria coming in. We got Dirty Shirley. And Saturday, I think it's August 3rd. August already.
Next Saturday, yes.
Gypsy Queen. And we're actually sold out for that, but you can come in, bring your lawn chairs or what have you. It's an amazing band. And then we got a band coming up called Secondhand News, and they do all Fleetwood Mac covers. So call soon to get in. But, yeah, if you call and make a reservation, you have to make a reservation for dinner. If you want to just come in, listen to the band, we got a big bar, got tons of high tops outside. Come on, just have fun, say hello, live a good time.
Enjoy the evening.
Absolutely.
Yep. Fred,
we're
thanks.
Golf pub fun, that's what we do.
That's right. It's right on the wall over
there. It's on the wall.
Golf pub fun, that's
well,
right.
Well, again, we love you guys. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, yep. We love coming out. Yeah.
Thanks, Fred, fun. For all you do. Keep promoting golf great. Like our mission is here on the show, so thanks again.
Thank you.
All right. Fred Zilner from Diamond Hawk. Again, diamondhawkgolf.com. You want to get information on tournaments, book a tee time, or to just reach out to Fred here to see if you can maybe set up your next event or get information on music, restaurant, all that, and sort of diamondhawkgolf.com. All right. Time out. Pat Phillips from Woods to Wedges coming up. Next segment, Kevin Sylvester from the 3M Open in the third segment, and some more stats on Xander's win at the Open last week as we broadcast live here with PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. I'm Brian Colziel back at Diamond Hawk Golf Course here in Cheektowaga right after this on Tee to Green on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Golf Dojo is Western New York's premier indoor golf experience. At Golf Dojo, you have access to fully enclosed suites powered by TrackMan, with two facilities conveniently located at 7350 Transit Road, Suite 3, and 1154 Niagara Falls Boulevard. We've created a comfortable and focused environment for any golfer to practice, play, and learn. Starting at $20 a month, all memberships include 24-hour access, club storage, and discounted bay hours. Golf Dojo is your space, your time, your game. Book now and purchase memberships at mygolfdojo.com.
Golfers in Buffalo love to show their pride for their city and the game they love. Well, we love Buffalo and we love golf, and there's no better way to show that pride than with gear from Golf Buffalo. Designs and color schemes with an emphasis on Buffalo and Buffalo companies in the golf industry. Golf Buffalo belongs in your bag, perfect for gifts and your closet. Order today at golf-buffalo.com. That's golf-buffalo.com.
Custom Turf is Western New York's leading artificial turf provider. From indoor and outdoor putting greens to dog turf or playground and gym applications, Custom Turf can create beautiful, functional, and lasting spaces for you and your family to enjoy for years. We also install golf simulator systems so you can play and practice year-round on stunning reproductions of the world's best courses. With our 25-plus years of experience, if you can dream it, we can build it. For more information, call them at 716-945-0283 and check out their work at CustomTurf.com.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's no longer a secret that Lancaster Country Club is one of the best 18-hole layouts in Western New York. Challenging, fun, and always in great condition you expect from a private facility. What you may not know is Lancaster also boasts a par 3 course, completed renovations with a new grill room and banquet facility, and most important of all, a friendly, fun, and relaxing atmosphere. Members are ready to welcome you to the LCC family. Inquire today about membership opportunities by calling Mike Szabo at 716-684-3700 or visit lccny.com.
Pita Gourmet, Western New York's premier fast casual Mediterranean dining experience. Lunch or dinner, dine-in, takeout, delivery, and catering with six convenient locations. Signature pita wraps and pita pockets opens with a rice or salad vase. Something for every age, including our kids box. The originator of the Greek fries. We pride ourselves in our unique menu offerings. All our items completely customizable and made with the highest quality products. Stop in and see for yourself. You'll be in and out in minutes.
WGR Sports Radio 550.
Listen up, golfers. It's time for our tip of the week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal: promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond.
Welcome back to Diamond Hawk Golf Course here in Cheektowaga on a beautiful sunny Saturday, our final show of July. Yes, summer is flying, and big thanks to Fred Zillner from Diamond Hawk, longtime friend of the show, for a great discussion last week. Hey, if you want to contact Fred or Tyler or anybody here at Diamond Hawk about setting up an event, just questions about maybe what you can do, whether you want to bring your event in, how can you start it, they'll be more than happy to answer your questions. Or if you just want to book a tee time or check out their music schedule, DiamondHawkGolf.com. All right, you heard it's time for our West New York PGA Tip of the Week. And beyond our great expertise from our PGA pro, Jeff Mitis, we also get a monthly visit from another great PGA pro, and that's from Pat Phillips from Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Pat, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
We're great. Thanks for coming on. Looking forward to chatting with you here as we do every month or so. We would love to give, before we get into our discussion here with you today, just a thought on what you saw from Xander Schauffele, him winning his second major. Two majors in 1 year, that's obviously an incredible accomplishment for any golfer.
Yeah, he's been playing great. I think what separates any of the big guys is their putting coming down to the end there. Like, he was just, this putting was spot on, right? They're all going to get there. They're all going to get on the green, and whoever gets it in the hole on the green is the one that wins. Usually the guy that you know, he's in the top five in putting and getting up and down and all that stuff too. So he did a phenomenal job of doing all that.
Yeah, I think he leads the tour in scrambling this year. The other thing I know is bad is a lot of them use those fang putters, those face balance, the I call them fang putters, you know, with the big wings on the back. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Did you notice that too? It felt like everybody out there was using that. Was that, do you think that was facility specific, or is that what we see mostly with the tour players?
Yeah, I don't think they, you know, they don't really change their putters from venue to venue. But I think what happens with these, especially that fang style putter, there's so much weight to the heel and the toe that they're very forgiving, and the balance of it is spot on. And not that those guys miss the center of the face, because, you know, when they're putting, they wear out a little spot in the center of the putter. But if they do hit a little heel or toe, it doesn't lose a whole lot of energy into the putt. So I think a lot of these guys are using those, you know.
I think you bring up a good point here, because I think a lot of people forget that a putt, just like every other golf shot, has to be struck solidly. You know, you can't be having the handle back and hit it off the heel or the toe and expect to make putts, can you?
No. I mean, you look at something like Brent Snedeker. I mean, he's a really good putter, but he's just got like this pop at it. So it's a hit, you know. It's not, they're not just pushing the ball down the line. It actually has to be a good strike. Brad Faxon talks about it too. He's like, he's got a longer backswing and he kind of like pops through the ball. So you gotta, it's kind of like a driver. You got to hit up and, you know, kind of deal off the putter, hit up on the ball, put some topspin on it and get it rolling.
Pat Phillips with us from Woods to Wedges. And Pat, I know, you know, when we have done the Sam Putt Lab with you before, it got a lot of cool information on it. What are you finding that people maybe are most surprised about when they do that putting drill with you, where they can find out all sorts of different information? I mean, what's kind of the aha moment maybe that people are seeing when you go through that with them?
You know, one of the biggest things is aim. You know, like people, we find that, you know, somebody that's a right-handed golfer that's right eye dominant, it tends to aim a little bit left. It's just the way, you know, when you kind of look down the line, you actually kind of rotate your head to look to see the line, because you're kind of seeing it with your dominant eye. And sometimes it looks skewed a little bit to you. And when I will put the laser on the putter and kind of point it at the hole, and people are amazed. They're like, that looks like it's so far right, you know, or it looks like the face is open. And I think that's the biggest eye opener for them, is maybe their aim isn't that great. So, you know, we kind of ask them a lot of times, you know, do you have a tendency to miss one way or the other? And a lot of people miss left, you know, so that could be a good reason why.
That's why the tour players use the line on the golf ball. And if you tend to aim left, then your tendency is going to come through and work with the blade open, right? So alignment is – and the other thing, too, is eye position over the golf ball. Like if your eyes are too far inside, you want your eyes ideally over the ball or slightly inside. People get their eyes over the ball, then they tend to skew how they perceive the line. That's why the pre-shot routine is so important, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely is. You know, you go through those – And practicing with a purpose too. You see these, if you've ever been to a tour event, you go to the putting green, they all have a putting mirror, or they have some sort of little device that they're putting off of, or even like Bryson DeChambeau, I saw him putting, and he was just setting up a bunch of tees to make a gate for the putter to go through. And just, that's just kind of ensuring that they got the putter going in the right path and hitting the center of the face, you know. So even at that level, they have these little training devices, and you know, if they're using them, they got to be some value to it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely,
especially at that level. Yeah, that's why they're at that level, because they're training properly.
That's right. Pat Phillips with us from Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Pat, you know, I know we're sitting here at the end of July. We're saying, well, geez, next week's going to be August. The thought of going, I guess, almost winding down this season and into the off season of golf here in Western New York, I guess, in some sense, I know you probably don't want to think about it, but it's something to maybe start thinking about for your golf game wise. What do you say in terms of maybe just the preparation for the upcoming off season that people should be doing at this point?
Yeah, I mean, we try to encourage people, all of our students, to work hard at it through the winter months, you know, through the off season. It's really the time, if you're trying to rebuild the swing or you're trying to make some changes, it's much easier to do when you don't have to go to the golf course and bring that that new feeling or new thought from your lesson to the golf course. I think that's one of the things that kind of that instruction kind of fails, where you know people come in and they try to do a new move that their coach is teaching them, and they get out there and it doesn't work the first couple of times, and they just say, this doesn't work, you know. So, you know, when you don't have that pressure of going out there and actually playing, and you could just go out and go to the dome and practice, or find a simulator somewhere and practice that stuff, there's a lot less pressure, and you could work on your technique a lot more. You know, so I think the off season is the time really to focus on. If you're going to make some changes, then you'll be able to do that a lot more efficiently if you don't have the pressure going on the golf course.
Yep. Pat, just for those that maybe are hearing from you for the first time, can you just tell everybody some of the things that Woods to Wedges does? We know it's a great place to go to get clubs, but fittings, lessons, equipment, can you talk a little bit about what you guys do over there?
Yeah, we do fittings and lessons. And our biggest thing we've been doing is our coaching program. We have people anywhere from a 3-month coaching program to a 12-month coaching program. And basically, they're coming in just about, you know, 3 times a month in at an hour at a time. And we work with them with their swing. And as part of our coaching program, we also include club fittings, because it's important to have the right equipment to suit your swing. You know, we get a lot of people that will come in that have, 30-year-old irons, and the new technology with this stuff is just so much more forgiving and higher and further and all that good stuff, you know. So it's part of the learning process, is to make sure you got the right equipment, you know. And if you've had a set of irons for 25 years, I mean, chances are they were stiff and heavy, and maybe you don't need that anymore, you know. But that's the tendency now is to kind of get lighter, you know, lighter equipment to get you a little faster, a little more speed, and or is that equal? That equals more distance, you know. And I don't think there's too many people that don't want a little bit more distance in their game.
For sure. WoodsToWedgesBuffalo.com is the website. 632-3021. Again, they're in the Worley Golf Dome there in Williamsville on Worley Drive. You can go see Pat, Donna, get yourself set with equipment. Do you got any equipment questions? You want to get fitted for clubs, get lessons, or that coaching program Pat was talking about? Again, woodstowedgesbuffalo.com, or you can go in and say hello yourself. Pat, thanks so much for our chat. We will catch up again soon. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thanks. Pleasure as always.
All right, great.
I think it's just such it's such a great time of year too to like start making a weakness a strength, right? So, hey, you're bad at this. You can always work on your putting year round. And as we talked, the best players are the best putters.
Yeah. You asked me last year, we were doing a podcast to like, what is your golf goal? And for me, I said it was to make more putts. And I have done a conscious effort to change my putting approach, pre-shot routine, technique, and I am making more putts now, which is something I felt like I was always putting very tentatively, not confidently, and I think I was maybe the king of not three putting, but I didn't make anything. They were very tentative putts that just kind of nestled up there, and then a lot of times I'd be like, I didn't see it break at the hole. Well, I was hitting it maybe not at the speed that you wanted it to. It would break more at the hole because of the fact I wasn't making confident strokes. I was making more of the don't three putt stroke kind of thing. I don't know if, you know, they tie together in some sense, but like I've really made an effort to do what you've told me off the tee to do, which is whatever your plan is, do it with confidence. I didn't translate that over to the green, I think, until this year. Now this year, I feel like I'm making a lot more putts.
And the word you used multiple times in that description was confidence, and that makes a big difference. And how do you gain confidence? Well, I gain confidence by going to the putting green, and I make 30 three-footers in a row. And you do the circle drill, so you make three-footers from different angles, or you lag putts, or you practice your putting a little. And I always used to like to think, I'm trying to make every putt. I know you're trying to lag putts or whatever. Yeah. You get it close to the hole sometimes, or just make sure you get the speed right. But even while trying to get the speed right, I always wanted to feel like I visualized that ball going in. I was always trying to make it because there's, if I hit a good putt, there's a chance this goes in. And that's how you make a confident stroke. And that's where it, the brain starts to creep in and putting. You hear about the yips and stuff. Those are people that start missing short putts. That's psychological. Sometimes it can go back to technique, like he said before. Like if you're aiming left, then you have to open your blade and you might be doing it at a different mount each time at different distances, and that might be why you struggle. That's why I love a chalk line. You know, put down a 3-foot chalk line and roll putts up the chalk line all day. All those kind of things build your confidence because they build your fundamentals. You start to hit better shots. It's like a, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Then you just keep, you keep encouraging and seeing good results, and then the confidence come. Which comes first, good shots or confidence? I think you kind of work them both at the same time.
Oh, and I yesterday made like a longer one, and then all of a sudden you stand over the next longer one doing exactly what you said. I'm like, I can make this one now. And it just, it trickles through, and now suddenly those 10 footers, because you're confident over the ball, that stroke is better, and that one's going in that maybe it would die out for me or something like that. So I've really, really been happy with that. I feel like that has been a nice change for me, that if you said, like, for me personally, if I was doing the self-reflection of my golf game here in 2024, my putting has been really, really improved, and a lot of that is just I'm standing over it with confidence.
Well, A&B, if you're engaging in putting and learning to love the art of putting and the process of putting, that's what I always felt like. I really enjoyed putting. I enjoyed putting practice. I enjoyed going to a new golf course with really fast greens or slower greens or whatever that challenge was. And, hey, how am I going to putt really, really well today? If you have that attitude versus, I got to putt this. Oh, I don't like how this is going to get away from me fast. Those negative thoughts don't help you hit good shots.
Yeah. And speaking of new golf courses, even though it's an old golf course, I got to play Whirlpool Golf Course yesterday right over the border. And it's a Stanley Thompson design. He's designed a lot of Canadian kind of famous golf courses.
It's a beautiful place.
Yeah, and just what a really, really set of different unique holes, some great views right by the gorge there, and I never had played it before, so I had a good time going yesterday.
Well, that's what's cool. We do have a lot of great facilities around here, and just over the border in Canada, too, there's so many nice courses. I've played almost every one of them, but that's still, like, I haven't played that one in 20 years. I'd love to go back and play it. Just that's part of the fun of the game, too, and then I would enjoy putting on those greens. Yes. Hey, let's see what we can do here. Yeah.
Yeah, and once one went down, all of a sudden, like, I want to putt again. It was great, for sure. Yep.
Get that to rub off on your son, too.
I know. I get it. Yesterday it was amazing. This one par three, he hit it to the side of the green, but it was up against a tree, so he literally had to chip sideways, and then his third chip, it went in, so he made a three. And then meanwhile, the whole time I was just standing there on the green, and then that was a hole I made like a 40 footer and I was like, he goes, you had to upstage my chip in there with your two. And I'm like, he goes, it was a boring two, though. I was like, it's still, I said, it adds up a lot better, though.
It doesn't matter how, right? Yeah. But take pride in those up and downs, too. Yeah. That's, I love when you, that's when you have one of your best rounds, when you're done and you just fought for every shot and you got up and down as you tried really hard on every shot. I hated if I ever hit a half effort shot and I came in, cost me a couple here or there. So, but that's what's fun about golf. Yeah. And that's why we like going to all these different places and playing in scrambles and playing at Niagara Parks. Yeah.
Yeah. Good set of, we'll make confidence our tip of the week there. I like it. Yeah, play with confidence. Swing with confidence.
Dudley Hart talked about that last week, you know, working on that short game. 100, it used to be 100 yards in. Now it's 120 yards in. Yes.
Yeah. Play it with confidence for sure. I think it's made a difference in my game. Our Western York PGA tip of the week, again, brought to you by the Western York PGA. If you want to get started in golf, you want to find your local PGA pro that's closest to you, go to WNYPGA.com, and they've got a lot of great information there. You can contact Jeff at Golf Dojo.
Yep, love to do it. It's teaching this time of year, even though it's indoors, it's still it's nice because if it's raining, we could still do it, and we got all that data there to take a look and video your swing, and teaching a lot right now.
Speaking of data, before we go to break here, Kevin Sylvester coming up. Our data guy, Jeff Blank from our TD Green team.
I saw this.
Yeah, yesterday. So he puts out daily bets or things that he likes to do on the PGA Tour. Well, for yesterday's 3M Open, one of his plays, interesting, Taylor Penrith, Canadian golfer, he bet to have the lowest round two score. I mean, now that's low percentage to come in.
156 guys or whatever it is, 144.
At plus 5,000. So if you don't bet, that means if you throw down $100, you'd win 5,000. Like, that's a big number. If you threw down you know, a dollar, you'd win 50.
Yep.
Threw down 10, you win 500. It came in, and we had a response from somebody that said, thanks, brother, won me 2,000 on Pendrith. And then Jeff's like, wow, that's awesome. Yeah, but that, what about that? I mean, plus 5,000. But Taylor Pendrith, how about that?
That's good for him, yeah.
Good for him. Follow Jeff.
He should have bet on himself.
I know.
Yeah.
Put out, you can follow him on Twitter and Instagram at JeffBlankT2G, and all of his daily bets, weekly videos, and stat charts. Jeff puts out a lot of good analytic numbers. You can check it out, again, at our social media handles at T2G Buffalo. All right. Another member of our TD Green team, Kevin Sylvester. He's going to join us next. We'll take a timeout here. Kevin will be at the 3M Open this week covering the event for the PGA Tour. We'll whip around the PGA Tour, Champions Tour, LPGA Tour when we return here. Tee times, tournament information, you can find it here, DiamondHawkGolf.com. You can contact Fred Zillner here, Tyler as well. They are great staff. You can come in and check it out. All right, we'll be back to Diamond Hawk. More Tee to Green right after this. Thanks for listening here on a beautiful Saturday with PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. I'm Brian Colziel on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
Hey, parents and young golfers of Western New York, are you ready to tee off into an unforgettable journey of golf? Look no further than the Western New York PGA. We're not just about golf, we're about shaping futures and nurturing passion. Calling all junior golfers, our junior golf program is second to none. With a focus on fun, skill building, and sportsmanship, we're here to ignite the love for the game in every young player. From introductory clinics to competitive tournaments, our junior golf opportunities cater to all skill levels and ages. Our certified instructors provide top-notch coaching, ensuring that every swing is a step closer to success. And parents, rest assured, knowing that your child is in good hands, our commitment to junior golf goes beyond the fairway. We instill core values like integrity, perseverance, and teamwork that extend far beyond the golf course. So join the Western New York PGA today and watch your child's passion for golf soar to new heights. Visit our website or contact us directly to learn more about our junior golf programs. Let's tee it up for a brighter future with the Western New York PGA, where champions are made one swing at a time.
Hey, I'm Matt Bove from Channel 7 in Buffalo, and if you love golf like me, there is no better place to get your swings in than the Lynx Golf and Tap. We've got two locations, one in Niagara Falls near the Rainbow Bridge, and our newly opened location in North Tonawanda, right in the Remington Lofts. We've got a full-service restaurant and bar and state-of-the-art TrackMan technology, and if you can't come out to us, we can come to you with our mobile golf simulator. It's perfect for your parties and events. Check us out at thelynxgolfandtap.com. See you soon.
Pendleton Creek Golf Club in North Tonawanda is the spot for your golf tournament or special event in 2024. If you're ready to book your golf tournament, Pendleton Creek should be your first call. The golf course provides friendly conditions suitable for all players, along with private exclusivity on Mondays, and the Pendleton Creek staff could fit your needs to make it an event to remember. Email head golf professional Dylan Hayes at dylan@pendletoncreek.com. If you have a celebration you're ready to plan, the Pendleton Creek Pub, Patio, and Cabin offer unique one-of-a-kind settings that'll make it unlike any other place in Western New York. Weddings, showers, birthdays, anniversaries, or work parties, Pendleton Creek can host them all. Email catering coordinator Tammy DeFries at tammy@pendletoncreek.com. Pendleton Creek is here to make your golf tournament or special event the best it can be. For more information, be sure to check out pendletoncreek.com.
Are you ready for another amazing golf season? Here at Glen Oak, we eagerly await the pleasure of hosting you, your friends, and family for an unforgettable golf experience. No better time than now to start preparing your golf game. Rain or shine, we are here for you to improve your golf game through our expert PGA golf professional instruction and club fitting on our indoor golf simulators. Visit our website today, glenoak.com, to reserve your next indoor golf round and available club fitting appointments. We cannot wait to see you soon here at Glen Oak, making birdies and lifelong memories again soon.
Are you serious about improving your golf game? Your first stop should be Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Woods to Wedges and their fitting studio is Western New York's first dedicated club fitting center. The heart of Woods to Wedges Fitting Studio is the TrackMan Pro Launch Monitor. Based upon Doppler radar technology, TrackMan is the most sophisticated piece of golf fitting equipment ever designed and is used by over 150 PGA Tour players. And be sure to check out Woods to Wedges with their new expanded hitting studios, fitting centers, and SAB Putt Lab Center. Their new studios can be utilized for fittings as well as lessons too. Their expanded selection will also give you the confidence to know that you'll get the very best in club selection that'll be custom fit for your game. So if you want to improve your game, get custom fit with the same technology that the pros use. Play the game with the clubs that are precisely fit to your swing. Call now and book your fitting at Woods to Wedges, 632-3021. Check out more online, woodstowedgesbuffalo.com. Woods to Wedges, inside the Whirly Golf Dome, custom fit for your game.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour Leaderboard, brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And by the First Tee of Western New York. Visit firsttwesternny.org.
Back here live at Diamond Hawk Golf Course, our final segment of Tee to Green. It is time for the PGA Tour Leaderboard, the 3M Open in Blaine, Minnesota. Taylor Pendrith shot a 64 yesterday and is in front right now. He's your leader by two at minus 12. Matt Nesmith is two back. He also shot a 64 at minus 10. Some of the other bigger names of note, Sam Burns, who had a chance going into the final round of the Open. He's at minus 7 along with Matt Kuchar. Sahith Theegala also is at 7 under par.
And the Champions Tour Report brought to you by Donald Ross Sportswear, defending par since 1872. The best in golf is now also available for your corporate apparel. And this week's event is the Open Championship, the Senior Open Championship at Carnoustie. And currently it's being led by KJ Choi, in seconds to Canadian Stephen Ames, and in third place after a great making the cut at the Open Championship, Padraig Harrington.
Harrington has won the Open twice and obviously trying to win the Senior Open. LPGA event this week, as we look at the LPGA leaderboard, it's the CPKC Women's Open in Calgary, Alberta. And right now, Lauren Coughlin's your leader at minus 6 heading into the weekend. Hyrin Ryu and Hannah Green are one off the lead at minus 5. Of course, Brooke Henderson would love to win this event. She's tied for 26th. The Canadian be playing in Calgary at plus 1. Also, Medina native Melanie Green, still an amateur, played this week. She missed the cut by 2.
Long flight from England to Calgary.
That's right. Yes. Yeah, she's going all over, but playing great golf, yes, representing yes. Western New York very well. All right, Kevin Sylvester is with us now here, working the 3M Open this week. Kevin, good morning. And Taylor Pendrith's round of 64, the best on the course yesterday, has him in the lead.
Well, you know, there was some rain during the week, and the one thing we've seen through the first two rounds, receptive greens, where players, as long as you went in the fairway, one thing they've done with TPC Twin Cities is, you know, we'll call it enhancements, if you will, where they've kind of let some of the areas around the rough, some of the higher elevations go native, if you will, where, you know, longer grass, you know, some waste bunker type areas, and the rough is very thick this week. So as long as you're in the fairway, you can go with some pins. And Pendrith certainly has the firepower to fight through the wind yesterday, which he did. And this is a player who always bombed it, but really needed to refine his wedge game, much like Dustin Johnson. It's probably the best comparison I can have. Now, he's not as talented as Dustin Johnson, but, you know, Dustin was all power several years ago. And then he learned how to flight his wedges and, you know, control the golf ball a little more, and started Woody Majors and was one of the number one players in the world. So Pendrith learned to do that. He won this year in Dallas at the CJ Cup Byron Nelson, and he's in great position to pick up his second win. Now, there's a lot of golf to play and a lot of great players chasing him.
Yep. Some of those names we just mentioned, Sam Burns, who I think has kind of had a quieter year, but was in contention going into the final round last week, Kevin, of the Open. Minus 7. There's some big names that are at 7 under. We mentioned Theegala is at 7. Finau is at 6. So there are some names that maybe Pendrith's going to have to hold off here, as they will obviously still have two more rounds to go get them.
Well, let me tell you about Sam Burns in the first round. We were following him on PGA Tour Live. He's one of our featured groups. And on the call for him, he takes driver at the 7th hole, which you don't need. As a matter of fact,
my analyst and I, Will McKenzie, were, you know, we were debating at the time, along with Brendan DeYoung, who's on the golf course for us, like, why is he pulling out driver here? There's water down the left, and he tried to take it on, and he put it in the water. And because he immediately started left, his drop was not that far from the tee box, so he had to pull out three wood. It was a shorter hole, and he pulled it left because of the thick rough he had to drop into. It was in native grass. When he got over to find his ball, he actually he brought a rules official in, and it was deemed he caused it to move in waist-high grass. So anyhow, he took it. He made an eight. He made an eight, and for most players, your tournament's over. Like, you got a score there. And it was early enough in the round, he was able to overcome it to go from three over par to one under, how he finished. And then yesterday, a phenomenal round. So he's got a chance to do something only one of the players done, make an eight in one of the early rounds and win the golf tournament. That was Tom Kim a few years ago at the Wyndham when he made an eight on the opening hole and went on to win the golf tournament.
Kevin Sylvester working the 3M Open this week on the line with us here on Tee to Green. Kevin, a quick thought on the Open Championship win for Xander Schauffele. I know, you know, you have followed Schauffele very closely here. The stat that I think I want to add here to just his impressive year, the golfers who have finished in the top 10 in all four majors, winning at least two of them, these are the names that have done it. Palmer, Player, Nicklaus, Watson twice, Woods twice, it's Spieth. And now we can add Schauffele to that list.
Nice list.
Well, and yeah, very nice list. And you know, he's one of those players that came out of the same high school class as Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas. You know, he's those are his contemporaries there. The guy's always been an excellent player. But you got to look at the coaching change. You know, his father had always been his coach, and he went with Chris Cuomo earlier this year just to make some adjustments. You know, sometimes you see you get a different look at things, and it's paid off with two majors. And he's probably not done yet this year. You know, he's got the gold medal to defend this coming week, and then the FedEx Cup playoffs.
It's a lot of golf for him coming up, yeah, but he seems to be hitting his stride. And it's interesting because I use his swing as a model, and you can see how it's changed since he's worked with Chris Cuomo, a little more laid off, a little less crossed the line. Probably a few fewer hooks than he used to hit, I would imagine.
Yeah, Kevin, him and Scheffler, obviously, you know, for those that worry about Player of the Year honors here, Scheffler's got six wins, a Masters, a Players' Championship, and now Schauffele with two majors here. I mean, I guess Schauffele enters the conversation here if he plays well in the FedEx Cup playoffs.
Yeah, I think this coming week too matters. You know, you got to look at the Olympics as a major in my mind. I mean, it only comes around every so often. There's only been two editions so far. He has a gold medal already. If he's able to medal this week and Scheffler doesn't, and then we'll see what happens in the playoffs. I mean, listen, Scheffler's got some unfinished business in the FedEx Cup playoffs where he's entered East Lake, the leader, and has not won the FedEx Cup. And you know, Schauffele hasn't won it either. He's won that tournament before the change of the format. I think it's yet to be determined because of the two majors, because they're weighted, you know?
Yeah. Kevin, before we let you go, I wanted to give you a chance here. I haven't mentioned it yet because I thought you would speak better on him because you know him better. A sad moment this week for golf and the golf media industry as well. Mark Carnevale passing away at the age of 64. I know that you knew him well through your work with PGA Tour Radio and PGA Tour Live. So I wanted to give you the floor here to speak on his behalf.
Thank you, Brian. We were shocked. I got a call Monday morning that Carney passed suddenly, and it didn't seem real till I got to the PGA Tour Live studios, and our senior vice president Greg Hoppe started outlining. The whole meeting was about how we're going to honor Carney on our PGA Tour Live coverage, and a fellow colleague, John Swantek, had written in Voices obit piece, and that's when it really hit me that Carney's gone. Over the last decade, gosh, I mean, I probably realized the other day I'd spent more time with Carney than I had with many of my own family members, not immediate family, but parents, aunts and uncles, you know, people that are influential in your life. And Carney became one of those people for me over the last decade. I don't have any brothers, but I got to imagine, and you guys have brothers, I got to imagine they'd be like Carney was to me. Just kind of looking out for me, helping me out, checking in, you know, frequently. He came to visit me in Buffalo once, and just he was just a great man, loved by everybody. So much so, there's a celebration of life for him next week, and our entire radio play-by-play team, we've all communicated with each other. We've all changed our schedules that we're going to come and meet up at his celebration of life. And that's even the newest members are like, yeah, that guy was so good to me. So just one of those people that so fortunate to have had in my life, and we miss him already.
Great words, Kevin. I appreciate the tribute to Mark. And again, my thoughts with you and everybody else that knew Mark well. So I hope you have a good weekend coverage of the 3M Open. We'll be listening. Appreciate it for joining us, Kevin. We'll talk next week.
Okay, guys. Stay well.
All right.
Take care.
Kevin Sylvester there from the 3M Open. And again, you can follow Kevin this week, PGA Tour Live. But yeah, sad moment there. Mark Carnevale, part of the tour. And then, of course, part of the broadcasting that Kevin does as well, passing away this week unexpectedly. All right. Well, we want to wish everybody a great weekend here. It's the last weekend in July to play, and it's going to be gorgeous. Well, it's going to be hot this week, but it's going to be nice to play if you want to play.
It's going to be great to play this week. Yeah. Get out and play.
I agree. Jeff, good show. Thank you very much for your work today.
Always fun.
Yep. Big thanks to our guests, beyond Kevin right there, Pat Phillips from Woods to Wedges, Fred Zillner from Diamond Hawk earlier in the show. Again, DiamondHawkGolf.com is the website. If you missed our show, or if you're just tuning in, we'll have it up in our on-demand audio section, WGR550.com. I'll also tweet out the link at T2GBuffalo. That wraps things up here from Diamond Hawk. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week at 7 right here on T to Green.
You've been listening to T to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Be sure to tune in next week at 7 a.m. for the best local golf talk. And follow the Tee to Green team on social media at T2GBuffalo.
Hey, Kevin Sylvester here. We were talking about playing around under 4 hours, where you can also do that at Lockport Country Club. Now, if you've been thinking of joining a country club to enhance your golf experience and social experience, Lockport Country Club is absolutely one you should look into. If you played the course before, you've already fell in love with it. If you haven't, go play it. You will fall in love with a golf course at Lockport Country Club. They have individual golf memberships now, family golf memberships, weekday only golf memberships, youth golf membership, so many options at Lockport Country Club. The undulation changes on the golf course and some of the new holes they've put in there over the last few years are absolutely outstanding. It will enhance your golf experience. Lockport Country Club. Check them out online at lockportcountryclub.com or give them a call at 433-5969. You're going to love.
Are you interested in really improving your game, or do you finally want to learn to play the great game of golf? The best way to achieve these goals is with quality, personalized, professional, private instruction. From PGA Class A certified professional with over 25 years of experience coaching players of all skill levels, enjoy the private bays and TrackMan experience at the Golf Dojo and make your game better with a lesson. Contact PGA Director of Golf Jeff Mitis at jeff@mygolfdojo.com. Play better, have more fun.
How many times do you see this question on social media? Does anyone know a good plumber? Yes, I do. It's PCS. PCS Plumbing and Heating is your full-service source for plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and excavation services. You can rely on PCS to provide the best service possible, which is why they carry Trane brand HVAC equipment. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call today for a free estimate at 716-822-4302 or go to the website at pcsplumbing.com.
The Miller Tennis Center in Williamsville is the premier year-round tennis club in the Buffalo area. Regardless of your age or skill level, the Miller Tennis Center has a program for you. Under local ownership, Todd and Debbie Miller have been passionate about providing an enjoyable tennis experience, all while partaking in the benefits of playing and practicing at an outstanding facility. The Miller Tennis Center's professional staff is the best in the area, winning many national and international awards for their service and certifications.
For more information on their programs, junior tennis, or membership details, stop into the Miller Tennis Center at 5959 Sheridan Drive in Williamsville or visit their website, millertenniscenter.com.
The pros at Blue Tusk Tech provide outstanding five-star customer service while saving you up to 60% on pro-certified pre-owned Apple products. iPhone devices start at $149. iPad tablets start at $199. Mac computers start at just $349. 1 year, like-new warranty included. 0% financing available. Blue Tusk Tech is now an official retailer of YOLO Live professional multi-camera live streaming and switching tools. Check out their new vlog bar with all the influencer tech you need. Stop into Blue Tusk Tech today at 3929 Southwestern Boulevard, Orchard Park, behind Taffy's near Moe's.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey parents and young golfers of Western New York, are you ready to tee off into an unforgettable journey of golf? Look no further than the Western New York PGA. We're not just about golf, we're about shaping futures and nurturing passion. Calling all junior golfers, our junior golf program is second to none. With a focus on fun, skill building, and sportsmanship, we're here to ignite the love for the game in every young player. From introductory clinics to competitive tournaments, our junior golf opportunities cater to all skill levels and ages. Our certified instructors provide top-notch coaching, ensuring that every swing is a step closer to success. And parents, rest assured, knowing that your child is in good hands, our commitment to junior golf goes beyond the fairway. We instill core values like integrity, perseverance, and teamwork that extend far beyond the golf course. So join the Western New York PGA today and watch your child's passion for golf soar to new heights. Visit our website or contact us directly to learn more about our junior golf programs. Let's tee it up for a brighter future with the Western New York PGA, where champions are made one swing at a time.
Hey, I'm Matt Bove from Channel 7 in Buffalo, and if you love golf like me, there is no better place to get your swings in than the Lynx Golf and Tap. We've got two locations, one in Niagara Falls near the Rainbow Bridge, and our newly opened location in North Tonawanda, right in the Remington Lofts. We've got a full-service restaurant and bar and state-of-the-art TrackMan technology, and if you can't come out to us, we can come to you with our mobile golf simulator. It's perfect for your parties and events. Check us out at thelinksgolfandtap.com. See you soon.
Pendleton Creek Golf Club in North Tonawanda is the spot for your golf tournament or special event in 2024. If you're ready to book your golf tournament, Pendleton Creek should be your first call. The golf course provides friendly conditions suitable for all players, along with private exclusivity on Mondays, and the Pendleton Creek staff could fit your needs to make it an event to remember. Email head golf professional Dylan Hayes at dylan@pendletoncreek.com. If you have a celebration you're ready to plan, the Pendleton Creek Pub, Patio, and Cabin offer unique one-of-a-kind settings that'll make it unlike any other place in Western New York. Weddings, showers, birthdays, anniversaries, or work parties, Pendleton Creek can host them all. Email catering coordinator Tammy DeFries at tammy@pendletoncreek.com. Pendleton Creek is here to make your golf tournament or special event the best it can be. For more information, be sure to check out pendletoncreek.com.
Are you ready for another amazing golf season? Here at Glen Oak, we eagerly await the pleasure of hosting you, your friends, and family for an unforgettable golf experience. No better time than now to start preparing your golf game. Rain or shine, we are here for you to improve your golf game through our expert PGA golf professional instruction and club fitting on our indoor golf simulators. Visit our website today, glenoak.com, to reserve your next indoor golf round and available club fitting appointments. We cannot wait to see you soon here at Glen Oak, making birdies and lifelong memories again soon.
Are you serious about improving your golf game? Your first stop should be Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Woods to Wedges and their fitting studio is Western New York's first dedicated club fitting center. The heart of Woods to Wedges fitting studio is the TrackMan Pro Launch Monitor. Based upon Doppler radar technology, TrackMan is the most sophisticated piece of golf fitting equipment ever designed and is used by over 150 PGA Tour players. And be sure to check out Woods to Wedges with their new expanded hitting studios, fitting centers, and SAB putt lamp setter. Their new studios can be utilized for fittings as well as lessons too. Their expanded selection will also give you the confidence to know that you'll get the very best in club selection that'll be custom fit for your game. So if you want to improve your game, get custom fit with the same technology that the pros use. Play the game with the clubs that are precisely fit to your swing. Call now and book your fitting at Woods to Wedges, 632-3021. Check out more online, woodstowedgesbuffalo.com. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, custom fit for your game.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour Leaderboard, brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And by the First Tee of Western New York. Visit firsttwesternny.org.
Back here live at Diamond Hawk Golf Course, our final segment of Tee to Green. It is time for the PGA Tour Leaderboard, the 3M Open in Blaine, Minnesota. Taylor Pendrith shot a 64 yesterday and is in front right now. He's your leader by two at minus 12. Matt Nesmith is two back. He also shot a 64 at minus 10. Some of the other bigger names of note, Sam Burns, who had a chance going into the final round of the Open. He's at minus 7 along with Matt Kuchar. Sahith Theegala also is at 7 under par.
And the Champions Tour Report brought to you by Donald Ross Sportswear, defending par since 1872. The best in golf is now also available for your corporate apparel. And this week's event is the Open Championship, the Senior Open Championship at Carnoustie. And currently it's being led by KJ Choi, and seconds to Canadian Stephen Ames, and in third place after a great making the cut at the Open Championship, Padraig Harrington.
Harrington has won the Open twice and obviously trying to win the Senior Open. LPGA event this week, as we look at the LPGA leaderboard, it's the CPKC Women's Open in Calgary, Alberta. And right now, Lauren Coughlin's your leader at minus 6 heading into the weekend. Hyrin Ryu and Hannah Green are one off the lead at minus 5. Of course, Brooke Henderson would love to win this event. She's tied for 26th. The Canadian be playing in Calgary there at plus 1. Also, Medina native Melanie Green, still an amateur, played this week. She missed the cut by 2.
Long flight from England to Calgary.
That's right. Yes. Yeah, she's going all over, but playing great golf, yes, representing Western New York very well. All right, Kevin Sylvester is with us now here, working the 3M Open this week. Kevin, good morning. And Taylor Pendrith's round of 64, the best on the course yesterday, has him in the lead.
Well, you know, there was some rain during the week, and the one thing we've seen through the first two rounds, receptive greens, where players, as long as you went in the fairway, one thing they've done with TPC Twin Cities is, you know, we'll call it enhancements, if you will, where they've kind of let some of the areas around the rough, some of the higher elevations go native, if you will, where, you know, longer grass, you know, some waste bunker type areas, and the rough is very thick this week. So as long as you're in the fairway, you can go with some pins. And Pendrith certainly has the firepower to fight through the wind yesterday, which he did. And this is a player who always bombed it, but really needed to refine his wedge game, much like Dustin Johnson. It's probably the best comparison I can have. Now, he's not as talented as Dustin Johnson, but, you know, Dustin was all power several years ago. And then he learned how to flight his wedges and, you know, control the golf ball a little more, and started Woody Majors, and was one of the number one players in the world. So Pendrith learned to do that. He won this year in Dallas at the CJ Cup Byron Nelson, and he's in great position to pick up his second win. Now, there's a lot of golf to play and a lot of great players chasing him.
Yep. Some of those names we just mentioned, Sam Burns, who I think has kind of had a quieter year, but was in contention going into the final round last week, Kevin, of the Open, minus seven. There's some big names that are at seven under. We mentioned Thigala is at seven. Finau is at six. So there are some names that maybe Pendrith's going to have to hold off here, as they will obviously still have two more rounds to go get them.
Well, let me tell you about Sam Burns in the first round. We were following him on PGA Tour Live. He was one of our featured groups. And on the call for him, he takes driver at the seventh hole, which you don't need. As a matter of fact, my analyst and I, Will McKenzie, were we were debating at the time, along with Brendan DeYoung, who's on the golf course for us. Like, why is he pulling out driver here? There's water down the left, and he tried to take it on, and he put it in the water. And because he immediately started left, his drop was not that far from the tee box. So he had to pull out three wood, and it was a shorter hole, and he pulled it left because of the thick rough he had to drop into. It was in native grass. When he got over to find his ball, he actually he brought a rules official in, and it was deemed he caused it to move in waist-high grass. So anyhow, he made an eight. And for most players, your tournament's over. Like, you got a score there. And it was early enough in the round, he was able to overcome it to go from three over par to one under, how he finished. And then yesterday, a phenomenal round. So he's got a chance to do something only one of the players done, make an eight in one of the early rounds and win the golf tournament. That was Tom Kim a few years ago at the Wyndham when he made an eight on the opening hole and went on to win the golf tournament.
Kevin Sylvester working the 3M Open this week on the line with us here on Tee to Green. Kevin, a quick thought on the Open Championship win for Xander Schauffele. I know, you know, you have followed Schauffele very closely here. The stat that I think I want to add here to just his impressive year: the golfers who have finished in the top 10 in all four majors, winning at least two of them, these are the names that have done it: Palmer, Player, Nicholas, Watson twice, Woods twice, it's Spieth. And now we can add Schauffele to that list.
Nice list.
Well, and yeah, very nice list. And, you know, he's one of those players that came out of the same high school class as Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas. You know, he's those are his contemporaries there. Guy's always been an excellent player. But you got to look at the coaching change. You know, his father had always been his coach, and he went with Chris Cuomo earlier this year just to make some adjustments. You know, sometimes you see you get a different look at things, and it's paid off with two majors. And he's probably not done yet this year. You know, he's got the gold medal to defend this coming week, and then the FedEx Cup playoffs.
It's a lot of golf for him coming up, yeah, but he seems to be hitting his stride. And it's interesting because I use his swing as a model, and you can see how it's changed since he's worked with Chris Cuomo, a little more laid off, a little less cross the line, probably a few fewer hooks than he used to hit, I would imagine.
Yeah, Kevin, him and Scheffler, obviously, you know, for those that worry about Player of the Year honors here, Scheffler's got six wins, a Masters, a Players' Championship, and now Schauffele with two majors here. I mean, I guess Schauffele enters the conversation here if he plays well in the FedEx Cup playoffs.
Yeah, I think this coming week too matters. You know, you got to look at the Olympics as a major in my mind. I mean, it only comes around every so often. There's only been two editions so far. He has a gold medal already. If he's able to medal this week and Scheffler doesn't, and then we'll see what happens in the playoffs. I mean, listen, Scheffler's got some unfinished business in the FedEx Cup playoffs where he's entered East Lake, the leader, and has not won the FedEx Cup. And you know, Schauffele hasn't won it either. He's won that tournament before under the before the change of the format. So I think it's yet to be determined because of the two majors, because they're weighted, you know.
Yeah. Kevin, before we let you go, I wanted to give you a chance here. I haven't mentioned it yet because I thought you would speak better on him because you know him better. A sad moment this week for golf and the golf media industry as well. Mark Carnevale passing away at the age of 64. I know that you knew him well through your work with PGA Tour Radio and PGA Tour Live. So I wanted to give you the floor here to speak on his behalf.
Thank you, Brian. We were shocked. I got a call Monday morning that Carney passed suddenly, and it didn't seem real till I got to the PGA Tour Live studios, and our senior vice president Greg Hopfe started outlining. The whole meeting was about how we're going to honor Carney on our PGA Tour Live coverage, and a fellow colleague, John Swantek, had written in Voices obit piece, and that's when it really hit me that Carney's gone. Over the last decade, I probably realized the other day I'd spent more time with Carney than I had with many of my own family members, not immediate family, but parents, aunts and uncles, you know, people that are influential in your life. And Carney became one of those people for me. Over the last decade, I don't have any brothers, but I got to imagine, and you guys have brothers, I got to imagine they'd be like Carney was to me, just kind of looking out for me, helping me out, checking in, you know, frequently. He came to visit me in Buffalo, once, and just, he was just a great man, loved by everybody. So much so, there's a celebration of life for him next week, and our entire radio play-by-play team, we've all communicated with each other. We've all changed our schedules that we're going to come and meet up at his celebration of life. And that's even the newest members are like, yeah, that guy was so good to me. So just one of those people that so fortunate to have had in my life, and we miss him already.
Great words, Kevin. I appreciate the tribute to Mark, and again, my thoughts with you and everybody else that knew Mark well. So I hope you have a good weekend coverage of the 3M Open. We'll be listening. Appreciate it for joining us, Kevin. We'll talk next week.
Okay, guys. Stay well.
All right.
Take care.
Kevin Sylvester there from the 3M Open. And again, you can follow Kevin this week, PGA Tour Live. But yeah, sad moment there. Mark Carnevale, part of the tour. And then, of course, part of the broadcasting that Kevin does as well, passing away this week unexpectedly. All right. Well, we want to wish everybody a great weekend here. It's the last weekend in July to play, and it's going to be gorgeous. It's going to be hot this week, but it's going to be nice to play if you want to play.
It's going to be great to play this week. Yeah. Get out and play.
I agree. Jeff, good show. Thank you very much for your work today.
Always fun.
Yep. Big thanks to our guests beyond Kevin right there, Pat Phillips from Woods to Wedges, Fred Zillner from Diamond Hawk earlier in the show. Again, DiamondHawkGolf.com is the website. If you missed our show or if you're just tuning in, we'll have it up in our on-demand audio section, WGR550.com. I'll also tweet out the link at T2GBuffalo. That wraps things up here from Diamond Hawk. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week at 7 right here on Tee to Green.
You've been listening to Tee to Green. Presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Be sure to tune in next week at 7 a.m. for the best local golf talk. And follow the Tee to Green team on social media at T2GBuffalo.
Hey, Kevin Sylvester here. We were talking about playing around under 4 hours, where you can also do that at Lockport Country Club. Now, if you've been thinking of joining a country club to enhance your golf experience and social experience, Lockport Country Club is absolutely one you should look into. If you've played the course before, you've already fell in love with it. If you haven't, go play it. You will fall in love with a golf course at Lockport Country Club. They have individual golf memberships now, family golf memberships, weekday only golf memberships, youth golf membership, so many options at Lockport Country Club. The undulation changes on the golf course and some of the new holes they've put in there over the last few years are absolutely outstanding. It will enhance your golf experience. Lockport Country Club. Check them out online at lockportcountryclub.com or give them a call at 433-5969. You're going to love.
Are you interested in really improving your game, or do you finally want to learn to play the great game of golf? The best way to achieve these goals is with quality, personalized, professional, private instruction. From PGA Class A certified professional with over 25 years of experience coaching players of all skill levels. Enjoy the private bays and TrackMan experience at the Golf Dojo and make your game better with a lesson. Contact PGA Director of Golf Jeff Midas at jeff@mygolfdojo.com. Play better, have more fun.
How many times do you see this question on social media? Does anyone know a good plumber? Yes, I do. It's PCS. PCS Plumbing and Heating is your full-service source for plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and excavation services. You can rely on PCS to provide the best service possible, which is why they carry Trane brand HVAC equipment. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call today for a free estimate at 716-822-4302 or go to the website at pcsplumbing.com.
The Miller Tennis Center in Williamsville is the premier year-round tennis club in the Buffalo area. Regardless of your age or skill level, the Miller Tennis Center has a program for you. Under local ownership, Todd and Debbie Miller have been passionate about providing an enjoyable tennis experience, all while partaking in the benefits of playing and practicing at an outstanding facility. The Miller Tennis Center's professional staff is the best in the area, winning many national and international awards for their service and certifications. For more information on their programs, junior tennis, or membership details, stop into the Miller Tennis Center at 5959 Sheridan Drive in Williamsville or visit their website, millertenniscenter.com.
The pros at Blue Tusk Tech provide outstanding five-star customer service while saving you up to 60% on pro-certified pre-owned Apple products. iPhone devices start at $149. iPad tablets start at $199. Mac computers start at just $349. 1 year, like-new warranty included. 0% financing available. Blue Tusk Tech is now an official retailer of YOLO Live professional multi-camera live streaming and switching tools. Check out their new vlog bar with all the influencer tech you need. Stop into Blue Tusk Tech today at 3929 Southwestern Boulevard, Orchard Park, behind Taffy's near Moe's.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.